This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's a possibility. Because a lot of times when things don't go well in a sports season, it does actually end up as a blessing in disguise. How did the 49ers get Nick Bosa? They got Nick Bosa because Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. He tore an ACL, and so they stunk, and they ended up getting Nick Bosa. Now, could something like that happen this year? I don't know. Probably not. I don't think the Niners are going to get the number two pick in the draft. But here's what is very possible. What if the 49ers do really still like Brock Purdy and they see all kinds of extra stuff to the negative happening around the franchise this year? From, yes, the death of three babies to contractual stuff to massive injury, all of the things they've dealt with. Excuses? No, just real things that they've been dealing with. What if that leads to Brock Purdy making $35 million instead of $60?
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to be that low, but okay. The point is still the same.
Yeah. What if he makes
it? It doesn't even matter what it is. The bigger thing is, do you still believe that he is the guy? And all those other things that have happened around him, you weigh that on his performance like yesterday. You don't look at a game in those conditions and automatically think that he should be throwing for 350 and three touchdowns. It wasn't conducive to being able to throw the ball in those conditions. So much like the season in totality, you look at everything that's happened. You lose Brandon Ayuk, your highest paid receiver. You don't have your running back other than, 2.5 games he ends up playing this year, McCaffrey. So all these things, you lose your left tackle, blah, blah, blah. You weigh it. I don't think that you're going to be able to whittle it down to 30, but knowing that you don't have to pay him in the offseason tells me that they could probably get it done for, less than what the market normally would dictate.
There's exactly the point that I think we got to highlight today. They don't have to pay him this offseason. I think that's touchy. I think it's tricky. But they don't have to.
Right.
They do not have to. And if I'm Brock Purdy, I look at a situation like that and I acknowledge that that is a major leverage piece in the favor of the 49ers. Okay? There's two leverage pieces here. One, people will say, oh, well, then Brock will hold out. Maybe. Maybe Brock will hold out because his game checks next year stand to be like, I don't know, 50 or 60 grand.
Right.
So, sure, I'll give that up so that I can fight for the bigger contract. That's a leverage piece for Purdy. But the leverage piece for the 49ers is they're going to walk up to Brock Purdy and go, sir, would you like to be rich for the rest of your life? Or would you like to engage in a standoff with Kyle Shanahan as your coach, which is already proven to be good for quarterbacks? Do you want to have a standoff, or do you want to be a rich man for the rest of your life because you haven't been paid a whole lot so far in your young career? Therefore, this is what we're offering. Do you take it? Do you take it? That is a leverage piece that is in the favor of the 49ers for that conversation next offseason.
Yeah, they don't even have to speak about it or use it because they know it, and he knows it too. And the ideal would be Brock Purdy plays great, you win the Super Bowl, then they're happy to pay him the biggest contract in NFL history. But the other side of it is you go 5-7, and your turnovers are up, your struggles are up. It looks like you're a little bit more tentative with the ball than you were last year.
Totally.
Partly because your team is now last in route separation. And I misspoke during the crossover. They were 10th last year.
Okay.
And now they're 32nd.
Oof.
And that's a big thing. And, you know, you've got a quarterback who's already feeling a little fidgety back there because the pocket's breaking down and your receivers aren't open. You've got a rookie in Ricky Pearsall who's quietly gone into the background on offense, a tight end who has to stay in and block a lot because you're not getting it done with your five offensive linemen. So, oh, and your best pass-catching running back has played 10 quarters. So yeah, all these things together, if I'm sitting in Brock's shoes, I'm not going to tell the Niners this, but anything north of $40 million a year, I'm signing.
Well, I'd also say this. It's interesting, and I get why. I understand the way we look at football, and it starts with the quarterbacks. But you come off of this two-game road trip to Green Bay and Buffalo. You lose both games. You give up 73 points, and the running backs are firing through gaping holes on every play. Now, what do we know about the offense? One game was played in a blizzard. The other one was played without your quarterback entirely. And we come out of those two games going, this offense.
Yeah.
You can't tell me a thing about the offense
for the last 2 weeks.
When you compare it to what the defense is doing, now I know they've been hampered by injury too, obviously. But if you want to talk about which side has shown worse the last 2 weeks, it's not even close.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even close. I don't know how you assess the offense when one game's in a blizzard and the other one has a backup QB.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know how I
look at the blizzard and I look at an offense that had chances at
sure.
times. And, you know, you had your fullback fumble at the one. You had your quarterback unable to corral the ball when he's trying to throw it. And, you know, the other team didn't really have those problems, even though this was the first snow of the year in Buffalo. They haven't played a snow game. It's not like they always play in snow, but their quarterback is more suited to it than the Niner quarterback and the Niner team. By the time you got to that second half, it looked like they were ready to get on the bus.
No doubt. No, and their quarterback is better suited for any scenario than the Niner quarterback. They have a better quarterback than
right.
the 49ers do. By the way, before we continue with the phones, our last caller referred to the Niners dealing with the tragedies, Charvarius Ward, and the news today about Trent Williams and his wife, unfortunately, losing twins. One of them lost during the pregnancy months ago. And then lost the other one to disease. And we got that. I don't know exactly what day this all happened, but we got the news now. And so Kyle Shanahan did discuss the 49ers dealing with tragedy this year.
I don't think it's much different in the business world either. People go through a lot of stuff, but whatever their line of work is, they just have a responsibility to do. So we all understand that fully and how hard it can be on someone. And I do think in a sports atmosphere and a team atmosphere, kind of like what I was saying earlier, it's nice for those guys to, you know, to have a team and stuff they can be around and not feel as alone. But, you know, that's not going to, you know, no one's going to judge your team off of that. They're going to judge it off of wins and losses. And those games come once a week. And you got to put your plan together. You got to practice as hard as you can. And you got to get 48 guys out there on the field in uniform that are going to help you win. And like with injuries, you can't always count on everybody, whether it's an injury or whether it's something tragic that happened. You know, people are going to go through some stuff. And when that happens, we got to have another guy step it up.
Okay. And then one more on this. And this one is specific to Trent Williams and the Williams family. And their stillborn son, this from Kyle Shanahan today.
They did a little bit of that last week, you know, something that happened that last week. And, you know, he was there at the hospital with her and got to meet him and say bye.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And then he had a cremate him on Friday, so he's been dealing with that, and he's working through it, but we're all just trying to be here for him through it all.
I don't know. That change anybody's thought on all this?
Well, yeah, it should give you perspective, great perspective. And a lot of times we don't remember that these athletes are actual human beings and they're pro athletes for 3 hours a week on a Sunday. And I know they practice and lift and all the rest of it. But from the performative aspect, we see that and we judge them on that. And we're right to do so. We're fans. It's what we do. But sure. I do think for myself, I'd like to have a little bit more of a greater perspective. And like you said during the crossover, you only know what you know when you know it. And like the Andrew Wiggins thing, he was out, missed a bunch of time, and we didn't really know. And so speculation ran wild, and that was unfortunate. And this, we don't know what's going on with any of these athletes in their real life. And then when you find this news out, it does give you a little bit of an idea of what he must be. And I can't imagine what he's going through when you're going through this, but I do know it's the most unimaginable, unspeakable thing that you could ever possibly, you know, have get into your life.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And it's not unfair, because you're right. We're all just fans. And so everybody can be super frustrated. I wonder, though, if there's any room or grace for just like, my God, the 49ers gone through a lot this year.
Yeah.
I mean, holy crap. Like, for real. You know, you the draft pick gets shot in the chest. Charvarius Ward loses a child. Trent Williams loses two kids. You know, and then there's the stuff that's, you know, got a little bit more fuzz on it, the contractual stuff, the injuries. My God. You know, I know nobody likes that. I know. Oh, excuses. I don't know. Can we acknowledge the Niners have been through a hell of a lot.
Absolutely.
This year.
But at the same time, they could be 8-4 right now.
Yeah.
Through it all.
Sure.
You know?
Could be.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.